friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to episode 37 of Friends with a Twist. I am one of your hosts, Madison, joined by my lovely co-host,
Kenzie.
Yeah. And we are here coming in hot after doing some bar hopping.
Yeah. As we do, as the fodders tend to do.
It's a weekend. It's a Saturday. We're here to have fun. We do vanilla fun things too, Then we turn it sexy. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
We try. There was sunshine today where we are.
It was beautiful. That was amazing. It was warm.
Yeah.
Now there's like tornado warnings and we're taking them seriously. But we're trying to record this.
But we're in a basement. We're safe.
We are literally where we need to be. So we're going to keep going and keep drinking, and God forbid, until something happens.
Yeah.
But I hope it doesn't.
Right.
But anyway, thank you again for joining us. We love hearing from you guys on our social media. Just a reminder, you can connect with us on our Twitter and our Instagram. We are FWAT_podcast. You can also email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And we also have an amazing website, friendswithatwist.com.
And feel free to subscribe to the podcast so that you can listen to all this nonsense as soon as it's available. It'll be there waiting for you in your podcast inbox, so to speak. So,
yeah. So coming up over the next few months, we're going to talk a little bit about what we have going on personally, but we also have Podbash still in the works. We've been mentioning it the past couple episodes. That will be September 28th through 30th in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. We are super excited. Check it out, frontporchswingers.com. If you'd like to know more about it, it's just a fucking party.
Can't wait. So in this episode, we are going to kick things off with our usual chick chat and let you know what's new in our sexy lives, whether that be swinging sexy, vanilla sexy, just here we are being sexy, you know, all of it, all the sexy.
Yes, that's us.
For Life and the Lifestyle, we continue our three-part series with part two of how to make a male-female-male threesome come to life. Ooh. Tonight, we'll focus on how to chat and vet and kind of take that next one step closer to making it happen. And last but not least, our going deep segment is a sexy, juicy story from Miss Madison.
Yeah, that's me. This story is actually going to be a male, female, male threesome story. Ah. Some good, some bad, and all the in between.
Oh, how,
stay tuned.
How appropriate. Cool. All right. So we are in desperate need of another shot.
Oh my God. Yes.
So let's do that and we can roll into the chick chat segment.
Yes. As funny as it is, we've been bar hopping, but we have not had Fireball yet. So
I know.
Cheers.
It's fucking amazing.
We've had Jameson. So here's Fireball.
Why not? All the whiskeys.
It's like a threesome of shots. God, Jameson, and Fireball.
Yes.
Yeah, that felt good. I'm going to take my sweater off now. I'm hot.
Madison's been running hot all day. Damn.
I'm worked up about episode 37, girl. All right, so chick chat. I want you to go first. Because for this chick chat, I'm going to share a little bit of like a mini going deep story.
Oh,
yeah. It's a surprise to you. All right. So, Kenzie, take it away.
All right. So, Gary and I have still been slutting it up.
Ooh.
We got nothing else to do. So, we're just fucking swinger extremes. So, in short, I've mentioned a couple that we met. I haven't really said very much about them, but we met them on the Field app. We met once for just a totally vanilla dinner, drinks kind of evening, and it was lovely. We established that there was chemistry, and we were interested in a second meeting. So that happened, and it was good.
Oh,
so okay. I'll leave it at that for now,
because
you might hear more about it at some point. But that was a really fun evening, and hopefully we'll be seeing them again soon sometime. Then I met a single gentleman recently, and that was a bit of like a wah, wah, kind of meeting.
Oh, no.
It did not.
Why? Why do you say that? So wait, did you talk to this guy? You totally corresponded by yourself and then you planned to meet him?
Yes.
Gary, not involved at all.
Well, I mean, like I was giving him updates and showing him the conversation and whatever, but yeah, it was more solo than not.
Whoa.
So it was just like a random weeknight evening sort of situation. We were going to grab a drink again, just kind of see if there's chemistry, like whatever. And the short version of this story, because there's really not that much to tell. Why I'm saying that it was wah wah is A, he was late.
Oh.
Now, to his credit, he did communicate and say that he was going to be late.
All right. So, that's
like,
fair.
You know, yeah, shit happens. I get it. So, kudos for communication.
Yeah.
But frankly, the reason that he was late is because he didn't realize that our agreed upon meeting location was farther than he thought, basically.
Hmm.
And I just kind of feel like if you've agreed to meet me somewhere, is not the first thing that you do, you fucking Google the place and have a sense of where it is and how long it's going to take you to get there. And
I mean, you think so? Maybe that's more a female thing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I would do.
So, yeah. Or like you would do that before you agree to meet me there at a specific time. Like we kind of had it set up. And then the day of, he's realizing that it's farther than
it was. At like the final hour.
Yeah,
oh,
pretty much.
Shit. I'm leaving work and oh God, it's that far.
Yeah,
it,
that kind of thing.
That
so,
sucks.
All right. Like, yeah. So kind of annoying. I mean, not the end of the world.
But yeah, not like a deal breaker.
Yeah. But so it was already a, like a little bit of a like one strike against, like, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's petty. But anyway.
How late was he?
I think we ended up pushing it back like a good half hour or so.
Okay, it could be worse, but that's not great.
Right, right. Not so great. Like, okay, fine. But then, so I got there, I happened to get there first. So, you know, I sat down, I ordered a drink, like I'm kind of situated, which honestly was kind of nice. I could kind of just like get my bearings or whatever.
True.
And then he comes in and he's...
Oh, no.
he's just got on a t-shirt, which can be fine.
True. True.
But then he's also got over top of that this flannel camo button down. And like now that I sound completely pretentious, it's just not what I envisioned for a first meeting. So
I mean, like I'm trying to picture it. Maybe it's pretty hot. I don't know. Maybe not for first impressions.
Yeah.
Could you tell? Was that like his work attire or something?
I don't know what it was. But frankly, I was not impressed.
Okay.
And certainly some of that is like me and like my issue.
So what
and,
were you wearing?
So I had on short black like booties, black jeans.
Shoes.
Okay. Small boots.
I'm picturing you in booty shorts. Sorry, I got I mean,
got distracted. It's not totally uncommon for you to see me that way. No, like short boots.
Okay.
Ankle-high boots. Booties. Okay. Black jeans.
Okay.
And kind of like a sheer black tank top with like a little jean jacket.
Cute.
On top.
Classic.
So
cute.
Like, yeah. Again, this is a weeknight endeavor. I thought I was kind of walking that line of casual, cute, fun, somewhere in that realm.
A little sexy, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I hoped so. So, and again, I will own this. I was just not impressed with what he had on. And like, maybe he thought that it was his best outfit. I don't fucking know.
That could be.
I didn't get into it. But for what it's worth, guys, if you're listening and you care, like, no. No camo on a first meeting. I am not against camo. I'm not against hunting. I am not. It's not. That's not the point. But this was just didn't meet my expectations, frankly. But at this point in my head, we're kind of like two strikes.
Okay.
Like you were sort of late. We had to fucking shift this around. And then you're showing up like we're at the gun club and we're not. Mm-hmm. And now I'm annoyed. We chatted for a while. We had a couple drinks. He was nice enough, but I just didn't feel that chemistry that there wasn't enough there to make me want to have a second meeting sort of situation.
That's fair.
So like whatever, we wrapped up the evening, we parted ways, and then ultimately I told him that I really didn't think we were a match and I wished him all the best.
Wait, you like told him in person?
No, this was the next day.
Okay, I was like, damn, girl, good for you.
Well, that just kind of feels a little harsh, like in like, the moment, like, bye. So no, it was the next day. I thanked him again for the drinks because he had purchased the drinks that evening, and I thanked him that evening as well. But
very sweet.
I kind of reiterated that it was nice to meet him. Thanks for the drinks, mm-hmm. but I just don't think we're a match. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Perfect way to
end of story.
It. Yeah.
So there's that. So I don't know. Take that for mm-hmm. what it's worth. I don't know. I guess on the one hand, maybe there's value in having that quick sort of weeknight drink. Just to gauge if there is that chemistry or not.
True.
And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should be clearer in my expectations before I'm going to meet people. Mm. Maybe that would have helped. I don't know. So I think there's probably a couple lessons learned in all of that. But mm-hmm. that happened.
At least
so
you tried.
There you go. In addition to all that nonsense, we've been out to a couple different parties. We went to a Daisy Dukes party. We went to a Shake Your Shamrocks party. Those were both fun in their own way. We got to see some people that we know. So those were good chances. At the one, at the Shamrock party, we talked with an interesting, like, sort of thruple situation. But unfortunately, we didn't think to get their contact information.
Oh,
so
what the fuck?
It was kind of like a little Cinderella moment. So maybe we'll run into them again someday. But as I ramble on here, we've been out, we've been on the apps, we're on the websites, we went to these parties, but mm-hmm. for what it's worth, we only played with one couple, like mm-hmm. one of these weekends that I've been yammering about. And that, I think, is part of the lifestyle. It's just getting out there, meeting new people, kind of checking out the scene. So I know that I'm talking about all this crap that we're doing, but in case anyone's wondering or secretly judging, it's not that we're banging 20 people every weekend. We just like to go out. It's something that we do together, you know, kind of that shared experience that we can just kind of go have fun. I certainly mm-hmm. like some of the dressing up aspects, you know, of the parties and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I get to dance and shake my ass around. So that's always a good time, too.
You just get to be sexy together in a fun, safe environment.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then the very last thing I will say, oh, my God. 1 week from today when we're recording.
Oh, holy shit.
We, Gary and I, will be in Cancun.
You forget where?
At Riviera Maya, at Desire Riviera Maya. And I am super excited. A couple of different people have reached out to say that they will be there, some overlapping dates. So I'm super excited to meet some of our listeners and new friends to be. And also, our German friends that we've mentioned before are going to be there as well.
Oh my gosh.
So it'll be good to see them again because it's been a few years since we've seen them. So Wow. Very excited for this trip. Can't wait to get there and just get away from it all. Lay on a beach in the water, drink my face off. Can't wait.
Get naked.
Yes. I know. And I'm trying to pack and I am like laying all my shit out for a trip where I'm going to be naked, what, 90% of the time?
I know.
It's amazing how much crap I'm taking.
It doesn't make sense.
I know.
The costumes, know. The theme nights. It's worth all it, of though. It. It's worth it.
It'll be fun. Yeah. All right. My God, nobody cares anymore about me. What is new with you, Madison? You and Barry, give us an update.
Yeah. All right. I got some stuff to talk about. So, Barry and I had a recent weekend getaway. We did like a long weekend away. That's what a weekend getaway is. So we met somewhere several hours from where our home base is. And because I haven't seen Barry too frequently, quite often,
yep. Or
recently rather, I was like itching to get to see him. So I drove several hours to go see him. When I finally got to see him in the hotel room, I was like, hello, how are you? Great. I put my bag on the floor and like I kissed him. I like put my hands on his shoulders there, like hugged him a little bit. And I was like, so do you want to fuck me now or do you want to fuck me later? That was like literally the first thing I said to him. And he kind of smirked and he was like, how about both? I was like, okay, that sounds great. So I just stood in front of him and I just started stripping down.
Nice.
I wasted no time because apparently I didn't realize how much my body was craving sexual contact and interaction because it had been several weeks since we were able to do anything like that.
Yeah.
So very first time I saw him in several weeks, like I got naked right in front of him. I sat down on my knees on the floor. He was standing. I started to suck his cock and he fucked me there right then and there pretty quick. Like we just wanted to get down and dirty just to fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
we noticed that the hotel where we were staying, the rooms are pretty paper thin walls. So we were trying to be really quiet. The bed that we had was a little bit squeaky. So we were just trying to be respectful of like the sound, because we've gotten yelled at several times about that in the past. I was just trying to be nice, but I wanted to fuck him. So we got that in. It was great.
And this is like middle of the day kind of?
Yeah, like late afternoon.
All right.
Yep. But by the time I finally got there, we did that. We got dressed back up. We went out for dinner. And I'm not going to lie. The reason I kind of wanted to, like, or the reason I gave him the option of fucking me an hour later because I knew we were going to go out to dinner and drinks. And I'm like, what if it gets late? And then we come back to the room and then we're tired.
Yeah.
And we just want to go the fuck to bed. Like, I don't want to miss out on getting some dick. So I took advantage of a situation and I made it happen.
Perfect.
So there was that. So Barry and I, we're almost to the point where we're going to be back together every fucking day of the week, thank God. But his travels are finally starting to slow down. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad we at least had that time together. We had that weekend getaway out of state. We drank a lot. We ate some great food. We did some traveling, saw some historical things. We also took some sexy photos that I'll post for the flat.
Yay.
Again, like we mentioned, I think the past episode or two, we are going to Temptation in May.
Yay!
May 19th through 28th. I believe that's what it is. It's the end of May, right before the Memorial Day holiday. Super excited. Still trying to narrow down some of the costume ideas for theme nights.
Yeah.
Pretty much most of them are the same from last year, so we're very much ready to go. But there's a few that are new, and I'm excited about it. Cosmic Night, I think there's an overnight like white party. Ooh. So thank you. I might borrow one of your white dresses for that. But we are definitely the people that like to participate in the theme nights at these vacation getaways in Cancun and any really lifestyle party. We really like to take part in the theme night. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Another random story. This is my little like mini going deep segment here. And I just want to share it because I even surprised myself. So I met with you guys a couple days ago because you were kind of helping with things around the house while I was away for that long weekend.
Yeah.
We had some drinks, blah, blah, blah. It was like a Monday night, right?
Yeah.
That's when I last saw you. Came home, no big deal. Went right to bed. Couldn't sleep for some reason. Slightly like just awake. So here I am just scrolling Instagram. And I stumbled upon, they're a celebrity. I'd say maybe like a B-list celebrity per se, being very judgmental. But they're just someone that I forgot. I wasn't following them. I was following someone else. They were tagged in this post. So I was like, oh, what the fuck? Let me see what she's doing. So I clicked on this girl's Instagram page, started scrolling, and I was like, oh, fuck, she's still hot. Yep. And initially, I was just thinking, let me just scroll for some inspo, maybe posing ideas, style ideas, something like that. But I just like, I don't know. I went down the fucking rabbit hole.
No, it's easy to do. Yeah.
Of somebody's Instagram, and she's fucking hot, attractive, blonde, pretty well-known, amazing body person. Well, I started to get like turned on by some of her posts.
Yeah.
And like even with her and her husband. Ooh. And I was like, oh my God, like maybe because I was like alone and had just come off of recently seeing Barry, I was like turned on by seeing a couple together. And I started thinking like how hot their sex probably is. And I don't know. I started to get turned on by the posts. Well, before you know it, I'm kind of like, because I was sleeping in like a big oversized t-shirt and just my like panties.
Yeah.
So that's how I sleep, not nude. But I was kind of like spreading my legs a little bit. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know. I'm kind of turned on. I don't know what to do. So I kind of put my hands between my legs and like over the panties, like kind of touching myself. Literally just scrolling this Instagram. Like she was doing little videos and shit. And I was like, Instagram isn't Twitter. It's not porn.
Oh, yeah.
It like hits the limit sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what was getting me. It was like a tease sometimes, some of her videos.
Yeah.
So I was just touching myself a little bit. And then I moved my panties to the side and I was like touching myself more, like full on. And I was like, stop it. What the fuck? Go to bed. It's almost 11. Put it away. But here I am still on Instagram. Like, oh, yep. Look, then they did that. That's cute. Well, then I just couldn't take it. And it was like fucking midnight. And I got up out of bed and I got a vibrator. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what am I doing? Like, I am so horned up. I am wet. I know I don't need anything else. Here I am looking at this girl's sexiest photos on Instagram and I'm turned the fuck on for some reason. I like slipped my vibrator right in me. Not a big deal. Like I was ready that wet
to go
and fucking turned on. I turned it on and I was like slowly like kind of grinding up on mm-hmm, it, mm-hmm. scrolling her photos and videos, like doing little stupid TikTok dances in a bikini. And I was like, oh my God, why am I turned on? But I'm just turned on. And then there was this video and she was just like putting a lotion on her body. I know that I hope I don't sound too creepy, but just like seeing that and just thinking of like all the we mm-hmm. know what we can do when we play and yeah, such. Yeah. Like, I had this vibrator in me. I saw her do that. And then all of a sudden, like, I lost it. Like, the toy, like, I started putting it in me, like, quicker, holding it to my body tighter, like, against my clit. And I orgasmed like I haven't in so long. Like, my body fucking shook. Yeah. I got this rush of heat came over my body. And I thought I was just, like, not going to be able to handle it. I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, shit, fuck, oh my God, it's like 12:30 in the morning and I just fucking did that. Like, I made myself come like ridiculously.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what started it, but I, God bless her and her Instagram, I'm keeping it on standby for next time, but
I hope you're following her now.
Actually, I don't even think I am, because I like don't want to be a creep, but
too late.
Oh my God, though, like, it just, I think my mind just knows where it can go. And I was thinking of myself in situations and I thought she was sexy and I was like, oh my God, what if I could be with her? And then, wow, it was a fucking turn on.
Yeah.
What a fucking Monday night.
You don't hear that very often.
No. So I am very much not a normal masturbator. Like, I don't do this regularly, rather. Mm-hmm. I'm not a regular masturbator. So the fact that it just, it was such an internal, intense desire to go get a toy and fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Blew my mind. Like, I took a photo of myself doing it and I sent it to Barry that night. I was like, you're going to see us in the morning, but guess what I'm doing? And he was like, holy fuck, what a nice surprise. Because I don't know, for some reason, I don't normally do that. But it was just that horniness and like mm-hmm. so turned on. And sometimes your body just fucking needs it.
Absolutely.
I'm still kind of living off of that. I'm afraid to go down the rabbit hole again, so I haven't opened up her page again. But goddamn, if I ever want to get turned on again, clearly it's not that hard to do. Hmm. And it's really fucking fun pleasuring yourself. That's what I did. Like, oh, anyway, yeah.
So, like, but that particular page aside, perhaps, is there any sort of desire to maybe explore that more often now that you've had this, like, seemingly really positive experience with it?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I would just get that turned on watching regular old Pornhub or something.
Yeah, no. Like, you need a little something for the imagination, right?
Yes.
Like, that, I think that helps me anyway.
Or, like, real shit. Like, not the fake actors.
Right.
I don't, yeah, I think I'm intrigued enough to want to do it again. So one way or another, even if I just am laying in bed and I'm slightly turned on, thinking about past threesome experiences, play experiences,
yeah,
I definitely feel a hell of a lot more comfortable doing it because I was so successful doing it on my own that time.
Yeah.
Like, I've done it in the past, but I swear to you, I've never felt such like an intensity rush.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was hot.
All right.
And then it was like 12:30 and I was like, well, fuck, what now? I was like on the come down. So I like laid with the vibrator on me for a while and just kind of grinded a little. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to scroll regular Instagram, left the vibrator on me. And then I was like, okay, it's almost 1 a.m. I just need to go the fuck to bed. So yeah, that was some fun.
Yeah, that's amazingly fun. Yes.
Okay, let's have a shot. I'm getting like hot talking about this again, so I need something. All right. I need a break.
All right, we're going to take a break, take a shot, and you'll hear from one of our sponsors. Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
from our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside.
All right, friends, we are back with Life in the Lifestyle, and this episode is part two of a three-part mini-series about having a male-female-male threesome, the old MFM.
Woo-hoo!
So, quick recap. Last episode, we sort of kicked off this little mini-series, and we were talking about how to identify and find what you want in a threesome, essentially. So just very quickly to boil that all down from last episode, if you didn't listen, shame on you. We encouraged you to think about why you want to have a threesome. Whatever your reason is fine, frankly, but just take that moment to think about kind of what is driving you to this, kind of maybe what you want to get out of it, that kind of thing. We also thought it was important for you to consider what you are looking for in a single male. Are there particular, whatever, physical characteristics, personality characteristics, whatever dynamics, different fucking talents? I don't know. What is it that you're looking for? And then, as you might expect if you've been listening to us for a while, we emphasized the importance of communication, like we always do. So we've talked a little bit about how we feel that it's important to communicate you and your primary partner, as well as then communicating with this single male, so that everybody's on the same page, everyone knows what the boundaries and preferences are, and just in an effort to help eliminate any, I don't know, awkwardness in the moment should it get that far. So that's kind of where we left off in the last part of this. So in this episode, we are kind of picking up with really finding your threesome then. So you've identified that you want to have one. You have a good sense of what you're comfortable with or not. So now you got to find this dick. You got to find.
Or as a single guy, you got to find this couple. Like, oh, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
How do you start chatting? How do you meet these people, vet them? How do you stand out as either the single male or the couple in this type of situation?
Sure.
So basically, finding your threesome. That's what we're hoping to get out of this.
Yes.
Starting with basically, like, who's it going to be? So whether you're the couple or you're the single male in this situation of a threesome, do you want to play with somebody that you already know? Or do you want to play with someone that you're just specifically meeting for this purpose? No strings attached. Kind of like a one-night stand type of thing.
Right.
I think there are pros and cons to both of those scenarios, whether it be someone that you're comfortable with in the vanilla setting or already in the swinger lifestyle setting or in a one-night stand type of thing. I've done them all and I like them all. Well, actually, no. No. I haven't really done the hooking up with someone in the vanilla setting. Sorry. I digress. You've done that. But I see pros and cons to doing it with somebody random, doing it with someone that you've maybe played with in some sort of setting, but you're trying to do it again. But would you mind sharing? I'm pretty sure you have a good story about hooking up with somebody in a threesome setting that is a vanilla partner.
Sure, Madison.
Sorry, was that too
much? I don't know how great of a story it is, but essentially, like, the connection here is that the first sort of MFM that Gary and I had was with a vanilla person who Gary had been really best friends with for a long time. But I guess if you want to get nitpicky, Gary and I were only soft swap at the time. So I did not actually have, there was no vaginal penetration with a penis.
It was still
it was a soft
threesome.
Threesome. I mean, if we're going to be realistic. Yeah. In that particular situation, it actually, I think, went fine. It worked well. Everybody was comfortable. Like, those two have known each other forever. Like, I knew this guy for many years at that point when it happened.
Wow.
He knew that we were in the lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
He's really the only vanilla person I think we've ever told about.
Why? May I ask why? Is it just because you were interested in playing with him, or?
No, I think it was just
that comfortable.
That comfortable. Yeah. That's cool. And he was like just always around. Like he was that good of a friend kind of idea. Like, I don't mean to sound negative about it.
Yeah.
But so he was already kind of clued in to where we were headed and what we were exploring. Because again, this was quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. So it, I don't know, it made for like a more natural transition. If he had not known any of that, I don't know that it would have been as successful, if you want to call it that. But being that he, again, was kind of clued in to what we were doing and really at that point still kind of like what we were exploring, basically. So, like, it was fine. It was good. Like,
wait, so you definitely, like, sucked his cock?
I did, but a lot of this was a really slow progression. Like, I can remember doing this probably god-awful striptease thing in his apartment one night. And, like, it didn't really go anywhere else. And so, yeah, just, like, some naked hot tub kind of stuff. And so, yeah, very slow progression to begin, you know, leading up to all of that. But yeah, overall a good experience. But again, I think it was just sort of like this perfect storm of he was a really good friend. He kind of knew what we were getting into and like it all just kind of worked.
You're fucking lucky. I'm not going to lie. You're fucking lucky.
I think, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing this.
Yes. Our new catchphrase.
We got one.
A reminder to listeners. We suggest making friends out of swingers, not swingers out of your vanilla friends. So please don't think that this amazing situation with Kenzie works across the board. It might, but I don't necessarily recommend your first experience in the lifestyle or a threesome being with a random vanilla friend that you think you're really good friends with, but you want to bring up the fact that you want to share your wife between the two of you. Yeah. Or if you're a female, you say to your best friend, yeah, I think I want my husband to fuck you too. Maybe perhaps not starting with that. But probably, there are pros and cons.
Yes, yeah. There's just, I think there's a lot of potential for things to go sideways.
Yeah, might not be worth it.
Yeah, you got to tread really lightly with that stuff. So, on that warning.
Yes.
Let's assume that you're going to go on a lifestyle website or app or whatever. Or you're going to a party and like, we're just going to find a single guy and fuck him tonight.
That's how I'd do it.
Yes. So, give us maybe like a pro and con of that approach.
That, I think, has what I've always, that's just always been how we have connected with single males or even single females, because I have done the threesome situation that route as well.
Oh, those are good. That'll be a whole nother episode.
Yeah, I think it should be. never just done that with vanilla people. It's always been meeting at a lifestyle sanctioned event or meeting via a lifestyle website. However, I would recommend that there's a lot of ways that you possibly need to kind of vet somebody, or there are lots of red flags that you need to look out for. So Barry and I, just speaking for our personal relationship, we have met a hell of a lot of single guys, or we've spoken to rather a lot of single guys. We haven't really met them all.
All right.
We've spoken to a lot of people online, and that is how we typically initiate the threesome play. We talk to you basically on SLS or SDC or the Friction Party's website or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you seem legit, the conversation's okay, we move forward to planning to meet at a party, typically.
Yeah.
If we talk via SLS, we plan to meet you out for like dinner or drinks or something like that, which will be what you hear in the Going Deep segment for today. But I'd like to get into some things that new couples in the lifestyle should probably be on the lookout for as far as red flags.
Yeah.
When you're trying to meet, honestly, anybody new on these lifestyle websites, but specifically, I'm sorry to say it, but like single males.
Yeah.
And it could go vice versa. This could be a red flag if you're a single male listening to this and a couple asks you for some of these things, that could be a red flag in that regard.
Sure.
I'd say that a lot of times we've had people wanting to just meet right away, like without chatting first. Don't need to see a photo. Maybe like, hey, you want to meet out? You free tonight? Let's meet.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Who are you? What?
Who are you? Where are you from? Can I at least, even if you don't want to show your face, I understand that because we don't always like to do that either.
Yeah.
We don't like to do that for this podcast, so I respect that. But if you won't even share a recent body pic or, I don't know, something of you a little bit, I'm not just going to plan to meet you out at a public setting, even in a public setting. I don't know. I don't feel safe necessarily or comfortable doing that. I prefer to meet with a single or a couple that has pictures that are recent on their profile, has a decent profile. But on the opposite end of things, I've also had the direct opposite where maybe they're not messaging you right away and they just want to meet. Rather, they are trying to collect pictures from you instead ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So red flag, if a single male, or if you're the single male listening and a couple is just asking you to share face photos, share dick photos even, if you're the single guy, God forbid, actually people might be soliciting those type of photos from you. You don't necessarily need to share that shit right off the bat before you know somebody. Please do not feel pressured. I think we actually just recently did an interview, which we'll share details on in the future, but we had said people should be warned or cautioned if others are requesting too much information from them. Like, please don't share too much about yourself before you meet somebody in person and actually trust them or know that they're real or know their intentions.
Right. And I think it's going to be a little bit different for everyone and just your own personal comfort level and, you know, a variety of factors. We're not trying to tell you that you need to chat endlessly with people either.
No, that's true.
There is a limit. I'm not going to try to throw out some magic number by any means because, again, it's going to be – it just depends. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of sort of walking that line between you just connected with someone and said hello and they want to meet you that night versus you also don't want to just be chatting with somebody for freaking weeks and months on end either. So, I don't know, somewhere in the middle is kind of that sweet spot of you feel as though you have enough information to make a sound decision.
Informed decision.
Yeah, about meeting this person. And again, like there's no really magic number with that or amount of time, but just be cautious. I feel like sometimes in the lifestyle, we like to maybe give people the benefit of the doubt or kind of like assume that everything's okay. And a lot of times it is, but not always. So, yeah, just kind of proceed with caution. I mean, cautiously optimistic. You know, like you don't have to be like That's totally shutting people down. But, yeah, like Madison said, don't share too many personal details about maybe who you are, what you do, where you live, where you grew up, what your pet's name is. Like you
That's don't just need general safety
right,
information.
You don't need to be giving out that level of detail, but. You have to be able to kind of like read people and read between the lines.
Like
sometimes.
Read the room a little bit, but in this type of situation.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of times it can be a little concerning to couples trying to find a single person to play with them. You're unclear whether are they really being honest with us? We're unclear whether they're really married. Are they cheating? I always worry about that. Yeah. Like, are they being honest with us about being truly single and wanting to play? Might be a little bit of a tangent here, but I do have a story recently that kind of shocked me. Barry and I, we received a message from a random single female. I'm doing air quotations here. It said it was a single female profile. Reach out to us on our personal SLS profile. And they were questioning about a guy that we met that we had certed. So they reached out to us because they saw a cert from us on this guy's page.
Got it.
At first, it seemed legit, and like I honestly thought it was just a general concerned single female. Fine, got it. However, she kept asking these specific questions about where and when we had met. Now, granted, I'm certain I knew who she was talking about because she said his first name, and so I went back to his page, and I was like, fuck, our cert was from 10 years ago. 10 fucking years ago. Okay. Did our best to like answer at that point, like everything that I remembered. She said she wanted to then know more because she knew that the single male was apparently married at that time.
Oh.
10 years ago. Okay. I was like, well, we would never condone cheating. I am certain we would never play with somebody who we knew was married and was not being faithful to their partner.
Right.
I am certain that we played at this guy's house. We literally, if this was the right person that she was talking about, based off of the name, if this was the person, we played at a house with him. Didn't look like it was lived in by a couple, from what I remember. But honestly, I guess you never fucking know.
Yeah.
But at that point, like, I just stopped answering the online messaging. Like, we knew nothing of his personal situation at that point, 10 fucking years ago. And to be honest, we don't need to be a part of any drama with people we don't know online. So we let it go. But I don't know. That's just something that you risk when you're trying to opt for either a one-night stand or play with somebody that you don't necessarily want to get to know too deep, which was the situation. Yeah. We were not looking for like a third to be a long-term play partner.
Yeah.
We just wanted a fling.
Yeah.
And 10 fucking years later, that came back to us. I don't know. I'm certain that's probably not common, but that's a risk you take. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like that was a story I had to share because that was just so fucking random.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess in fairness, you can ask a potential single male play partner, are you married?
Oh, you can ask whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't mean their answer's
legitimate. They can say whatever they want. Exactly. So if it makes you feel better, go ahead and ask. But yeah, they can say whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. And no, we are not condoning cheating on your partner Never. In any way, shape, or form.
Never.
But at the same time, I mean, how much responsibility am I supposed to take? I asked you if you're married. You said no. Like, I'm not a PI. I am not going to invest time.
I'm here to have fun.
To go and confirm. Exactly. Yeah. So, like, if you're just a douchebag, like, that's on you. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
not my problem.
Exactly.
So I'm not condoning cheating on your spouse. Fwat does not condone cheating.
No.
But at the same time, like, I'm not going to fucking investigate you and confirm that you don't have a marriage license
Every
on file.
Person should be held responsible for yeah. what they put out and do in the lifestyle. Yeah. And going along with what people share, we have come across several good examples and several fucking Ooh. Bad examples
oh, yeah, this
of
is the
how
best.
To maybe throw out an opening line to a new couple if you're a single male.
Yeah,
this is how we're taking it because that is what we have mostly received is
right.
these opening lines from single males. And I would like to share something from our FWAT SLS from a single male. This is an example, I think, of at least a decent,
yeah.
good opening line.
Yep.
So he said, quote, hope you are having a nice summer so far. Would love to meet up for drinks sometime if you are interested. Picks are open. Let me know. I'm okay with that.
Yep. Perfect.
Hey, hope you're doing well. Would love to meet you. I'm interested. This is what I look like. Please check it out.
Right.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like nothing aggressive or forceful, like yeah. not demanding. Yeah. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another good example?
I can share one. This one happens to be through my fucking favorite thing ever, the Field app. But I had a gentleman reach out and say, hi, Kenzie. You seem quite stunning and sexy, and together with Gary, like a great couple with a fun approach to things. I'd love to chat.
Oh.
So complimentary. He acknowledges that he's like read the profile and sees that I have a husband.
Heck yeah.
And just like a nice, I'd love to chat. So again, like nothing aggressive or forceful or fucking write me back, bitch. Like, don't say that.
The complimentary, but the yeah. like kind of easygoing is the best approach.
Yes.
Because we have definitely had some bad examples, perhaps, of how to approach a couple in the lifestyle.
Yes.
If you would like to hook up with them for a threesome scenario, perhaps don't say something like this. Quote, hey there. I guess I found the hidden gem of SLS. I'd love to be smothered by the two wives. That is the most unbelievable fantasy. Ha ha. Smothered by us? Excuse
Bitch,
me?
Please!
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say end quote. No, I don't even think I answered that. Like, what?
No.
No. And then, oh my God, I shared this on our social media one time. Barry and I on our individual SLS. Just the message, do you want to fuck? F-U-K was fuck. F-U-K.
Right, right.
No. No.
No, I don't.
No.
Nope,
not answering
now.
Yet. No. No. What? Like, what other advice can we give to people?
I would say one other thing, and not that we get these messages all the time, but also don't lay it on too thick.
Yeah.
We had a message. I seriously went back to kind of pull the fucking quotes for this. But this in one message, these were the phrases used. Body of a Greek goddess.
Oh.
Infectious Colgate smile.
Oh my God.
Grant me the opportunity to be graced by your presence.
All right. Well, that's
okay. And like some other shit in there too. And like, I mean, I guess I can
much.
Understand the intent, but like that's sure. way too fucking much. Like one compliment is fine. That will get you what you need.
Is highly recommended.
Yes.
Yes.
But to lay it on like that, like no. Like, what the fuck? Nobody talks like that. Nope. Like, I am not a fucking Greek goddess.
I slow. I mean, it's nice to think about, but no, that's like not a legitimate.
Let's be realistic, right? Like, pick one thing that you enjoyed about a photo or something written in the profile,
exactly,
and compliment that.
Yeah,
but be genuine, be authentic about it. Don't just throw me a bunch of shit and think that I'm going to be fucking super flattered by it.
It's like throwing out a net, and it's like, what can I pull in? Gonna, with this?
Yeah, exactly.
What's going to stick? So before we get on to meeting that person for a threesome, we're right now talking about like chatting and identifying them a little bit. What, as far as single male profiles, do you want to see? What would turn you on or make you want to engage a certain single male based off of just their profile on a lifestyle website?
So I would like to see full sentences.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask.
Just kidding. I would like decent grammar. Like, I want to understand what you're trying to say. I would like a clear description of what you're looking for. So as a single male, what is it that you want? Why do you want to be with couples? What exactly is it that you're looking for?
Yeah.
Because that's going to help me know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, are we a good match or not? Mm-hmm. I would also like to see some clear photos in a clean environment. I don't want fuzzy, grainy photos. I don't want a photo of you in your bedroom with your dirty laundry in the background. I'm sorry. I just don't. Do better. It's not that it's not that difficult.
It's really not.
In 2023. Like, we can all do better.
I completely agree with all of that. It definitely is beneficial to somewhat stand out if you can. So following all of those advice points or techniques or tips from Kenzie, I definitely agree with those. But also, I know that you have played with a single male, or you guys have played with a single male who has been pretty open about sharing some medical things as well, which we posted recently on our social media about doing your part in helping to make the lifestyle a safe space to play, which we do have a link on our website, friendswithatwist.com, under, I believe, Play Safe or Safe Play. Exclamation point.
One of those. Yep.
There is a link to STD testing. And I believe you actually have a positive experience about a single male who shared some of that information with you.
Yeah. We had gotten to the point where we were essentially planning to play with this individual. And so I just flat out asked, when was the last time that you've been tested? I really think that was the question.
And that could be hard to ask. Good for you.
Well. But he immediately came back with screenshots of his test results.
Like with a date on it?
Yeah. It wasn't even, I've tested, or, I tested 2 months ago. Or, like, I mean, he did answer my question, but he went above and beyond answering my question. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow, thank you so much. You know, you didn't have to share that all right away, but I really appreciate that. And he was basically like, look, I have nothing to hide. Here it is. I do this regularly. Like, this, here you go.
That's
cool. I was like, wow, yes.
That's cool.
So immediately in my mind, he just like jumped to the front of the line. You know what I mean? Like,
heck yeah.
And again, he didn't have to do that.
You didn't ask.
I was really just trying to kind of start the conversation. But he was like, nope, here it is. So I definitely appreciated that.
That's fucking awesome. Ask. And I think that's rare.
Well,
however, if you don't fucking ask, how do you fucking know?
Exactly.
So good props to you for even asking.
You just gotta ask.
We recommend asking.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into the whole meeting and how we play and what we expect on that type of thing, stay tuned for the next episode. We'd like to share some details from a post we put on Twitter this morning asking single males about red flags or turnoffs with couples when they are seeking out that threesome experience. So Kenzie, would you share some of the feedback?
Yeah. So again, you hear me say this every time we talk about a survey. You can only put 4 choices. So for this question, what are the red flags or turnoffs for you? Again, kind of trying to get the single male perspective. The choices were asking for XXX pics, won't set a date to meet, refusing to share faces, and then other. So the winner, if you will, was the option about refusing to share faces came in at 40% of the vote. That is like a red flag or a turnoff. If people refuse to share faces, which I do understand.
I get it, but also
but as
I get
people
the other
who
aspects.
Don't share our faces, yeah. But I mean, I get it. I absolutely understand. So a couple people had mentioned, and honestly, like one that kind of resonated with me, one of our dear friends said, I can't tell you how many people just assume that I respond to, hey. Also, so many meet and are all excited to get it on at another time, but then never set a date or even respond back.
Oh.
Are they putting on an act that they are interested? I've had a lot of dates that don't. So I can kind of understand that.
That's a good point.
And I actually responded back on Twitter to say that, hey, doesn't do it for me either, whether it's a single man or a couple.
Anybody. Yeah.
Like, I need a little bit more. Like, come, like, that's what you, that's it. That's what you have. Mm-hmm. Hey. Because what I'm going to answer you is, hi.
No, just delete.
And then, like, then what? You know, like, I whatever. But anyway. We had, I thought, a fun response that said, you guys are just trying to find all the single guys on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Very tricky. I like it. So I enjoyed the humor in that one.
Not true, though.
Not really the aim, but, you know, it's just a fun side effect. And then also, I don't know, friend, listener said that repeatedly asking for pictures is one of those red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, one is accompanied by only one of them communicating, usually the male, and asking me to help convince her by sending photos.
No.
So, like, that's shady as fuck, too.
Convince is a red flag in itself.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Ugh.
Not exactly exhaustive results, but we wanted to at least try to incorporate a little bit of the single male perspective here.
Absolutely.
Obviously, that's not our area of expertise, but we at least want to acknowledge, you know, that they're people too. They have feelings. You don't have to be a dick to single guys. A simple no thank you could suffice. Because I'm sure, again, like, they face their challenges. I think they probably can get treated kind of shitty, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Just something to keep in mind as you're communicating with people, especially if you're putting it out there that you are looking for a single male, and then, shocker, single males contact you. I don't know. Just, like, karmically, maybe don't be a dick. Just a thanks, but no thanks.
Yes. We are in full support of the single male population and the threesome experiences.
Yay.
And we do our best to try to promote a positive environment for all of that. So we have a lot more to delve into in our next episode. It'll be like part three. Hopefully we don't go into part four. I don't know. Part three of this male, female, male threesome experience. We'll get into more of the actual playing and meeting the people and maybe some tips and takeaways from our perspective.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a quick break here and we will be back with a going deep segment. Oh, with a story from me. Hey boys, let's talk about your balls. Are they hairy? If so, I don't want them in my mouth. You've all heard that story about my experience with hairy balls, and no one else should have to experience that. So we've got your solution. Our friends at Manscaped sent Barry and Gary the Performance Package 4.0, and they are both fresher and smoother than ever before.
The Lawnmower 4.0 gave Gary his best shave ever. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are keeping Barry's boys in tip-top shape.
So if you boys want balls that all the ladies want in their mouths, visit manscaped.com. You can support the Friends with a Twist podcast and get free shipping and get 20% off your order if you use the promo code FWAT at manscaped.com.
That's promo code FWAT for free shipping and 20% off your order.
Links in the show notes. All right, friends, we are back for our Going Deep segment. I have a story, but I think we need to start with a shot. So cheers, Kenzie. Here's more Fireball, you fucker. I love you. Oh, my God. We definitely didn't need that. Okay.
Yep. No, fine. Everybody's fine. All right. Let's give us the juicy details. I know nothing about this story. I don't know who this person is. I don't even know what I'm looking at or trying to picture.
Good.
Fill it up. Fill us in.
Good. You weren't there. You don't know shit.
No, I was not there.
So, honestly, this story occurred about a year ago or so.
Okay.
So, it's a little delayed.
It's all
right. But it's been waiting in the wings to be told at the right point. And it just so happens we are doing a three-part series on male, female, male threesome. So, I figured why not. So, this story is interesting. It has some pros and it has some cons.
We love that.
Yeah. So it's a threesome story with myself, Barry, and a single guy. Initially, we had met him via SLS, our typical go-to swinger lifestyle page. We connected, seemed okay. The conversation was fine okay. to begin with.
Did he lead off with, hey?
Nope.
Good. All right.
Typically don't respond to those. But his initial message, although I don't remember what it was fine. We had planned to meet at a local restaurant, a decent restaurant, somewhere not super, super close to us, but maybe like a 20, 25 minute drive away from Barry and I. He agreed to it from wherever the fuck he was from, and he said it was fine. So we said, great. Sounds good. We met there. He was on time. He looked great. He looked fine, like presentable.
Yes.
Collared shirt, button down, dark jeans. Decent shoes, like he looked put together.
Nice.
Barry was basically in the same thing, but different colors, like yeah. the collared button-down shirt, nice jeans, nice shoes. I had on simple, not too slutty because we were at a decent restaurant, like short dress, above the knee dress, but like something I felt sexy in, like a bodycon dress, heels, but not super, super high heels because I don't like to be super giant the first time I meet people, but they were reasonable heels and I felt sexy, a little bit of cleavage
yeah,
going on.
Perfect.
Because I wanted to impress. So we met there, we had a few drinks. Luckily, where this restaurant was, it's in the same area as a strip club. So we had suggested that perhaps after like the second round of drinks, why don't we go over to the strip club? That's a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Get in the sexy mood.
Sure.
See what he's about. Kind of, I feel like that's just good to see how somebody interacts with others in the strip club setting. We went there for a little bit, like an hour or so. Like okay. we paid to get in. We had a drink there. It was sexy. The clientele was on point. Like there was nothing lacking in that realm.
Good.
But the vibe that we all had was that we don't really need to be here. Like, can we just go somewhere else? So we left. We invited him back to our house. And at our house downstairs, we have a beautiful bar, like, area. It's pretty well suited for hosting. Yeah, that's where we're recording right now. And I'd like to think at least it's pretty comfortable for people. So we came back here. We had a drink. No, I don't need to drink to play, but I feel like if people are comfortable drinking, it's just a nice like icebreaker
yeah.
thing. Again, like I don't need to come home into my house and just feel pressure to get naked and start fucking somebody.
Yeah.
So
it just, yeah, it's a good sort of like transitional, like it gives everybody something to do. Like, let's make the drink. Let's have the drink. Like it just gives you a moment to kind of acclimate. So I get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what we were kind of going for. So prior to coming back to the house, like, we've talked about past play sessions, pros and cons, stuff mm-hmm. like that, but we didn't really talk about his cock. Okay, that's normal. I know, I hesitated to say that because I was like, what the fuck are you saying? Who does that? No one's just like, yeah, let's go to strip club, we're getting a drink, we're at the bar. Yeah, my cock's like 12 inches long and it's like super huge. Fucking thick and girth. No, whoa. No one fucking says that shit.
Not
so
usually.
It didn't come up. Okay.
But
spoiler alert. here we are hanging at our bar. I'm in a sexy, comfortable, like revealing dress, but it got to the point where Barry was signaling towards play. He, the single male, oh my God, I didn't even give him his name. His name is Maverick. We have deemed him Maverick. Okay. Huh. Just even saying that turns me on. But we're going to deem him Maverick.
All right. And this seems like a good time to give us like some deets about what he looks like.
Classic tall, dark, and handsome. A little bit taller than me, so I felt comfortable in heels good. Around him as well.
That's fun, yeah.
Strong, svelte, like, body. Like, he wasn't overweight. He wasn't super skinny, but you could tell he worked out. Like,
yeah.
he cared about fitness.
Right, right.
Which I appreciated. But it wasn't, like, so overwhelming that, like, he was, like, swole
yeah.
in his shirt. But, like, he looked good. He looked fit.
Perfect.
Clean shaved head.
I
don't know. I guess I have a thing for shaved heads. Like, okay. not bald, but, like, hair trimmed very shortly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, just tall, dark, and handsome.
All right,
clean and put
hair?
Together. Nope.
Got it.
No facial hair. So, not thinking anything of it. I'm like, wow, he looks great from the outside. He's been very personable, very polite. all throughout our interaction. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. So Barry like comes around from the bar area that we're hanging out at. He starts kind of holding my hips, kissing me a little bit. Maverick is behind me, kind of kissing on my neck a little bit. And I'm just getting turned on by all of that. They both, I swear it was like simultaneously, they start to pull up my dress a little bit. Mm. So then I am fully undressed. I did have a bra on for some weird reason and panties. But honestly, they very quickly took that off. And obviously it was then playtime, ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm naked. They're fully dressed. I was like, what the fuck? It gets a little awkward at that point. Although I'm turned on by them like touching and caressing and kissing my body. I then like signal to Barry, like I undo his pants a little bit. And then I reach behind me and I'm like kind of undoing his belt buckle a little bit, undoing his pants, Maverick that is. And all of a sudden, then they are in their boxers. I have their shirts off. I'm fully naked in between them. Mm-hmm. We're like kissing, making out. I turn. I'm like more so facing Maverick, kissing, making out with him, reaching behind me, touching Barry's cock like through his boxers. I'm like, okay, fellas, like I pull down the boxers. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I hadn't really played with like over the boxers. I hadn't really touched Maverick's cock at that point.
Okay.
So I'm still feeling pretty good. Well, then he takes his boxers off, Maverick that is, and like it was like a horse cock just shot out of those boxers.
Unleash the beast.
Like I'm speechless, like oh god, what hole is that gonna go into? I'm thinking like fuck. Okay, I can take this. I can take this in my mouth. I can take this. I'm going to take it. So he got down. He laid on our couch, like actually sitting on our couch, like legs over to the floor. So I get down on my knees in front of him. I'm like, yeah, I got this, girl. You got this. Put my hand on his cock, put my mouth on it, close my eyes a little bit, going down. I'm like, I got this. I got this. Oh, like to the point of no return.
Yeah.
Where I can take it. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of like was coming back up, opened my eyes. I'm like, fuck, I didn't. Nope. Halfway, maybe. Nope. Didn't even wet it all the way down.
Fuck. Okay.
How is this going in my pussy? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've never taken something this big. Mm-hmm. Like, abnormally big. Like, you can tell when it's fucking big.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Barry, Gary, legitimately big size, but like, comfortable enough.
Right.
This was beyond.
No, yeah, too much.
And I knew it was. Oh, I just knew from the very beginning it wasn't going to work, but I tried. I know I have a limit though. So after a little bit of playfully sucking his cock and thinking I could do it, I'm like, yeah, sure. Let me turn around a little. Like he played with me. So I'm on all fours, sucking Barry's cock. Mm-hmm. Barry is standing. I'm on all fours. Maverick's behind me, eating me out a little bit, kind of working me up to the play.
All right, good.
Thank you for that. Barry's like, turned on all four. I'm all turned on too. Yeah. Like I can get Barry's dick in my mouth. Well, I can get it pretty deep down my throat, and I'm confident in that motherfucker. But from behind, I still have in the back of my mind, like, what the fuck am I gonna do? This is not gonna fit in my pussy. What am I gonna do? Keep going, girl. Keep going. I keep telling myself that. So Maverick, that is, grabs a condom. He brought his own because, you know, he's big.
Needs
his certain size. Yeah. Whatever. Fine. Most of the time, I'm like, God, all right, whatever. Mm. Sure. Put your big cock sock on. Whatever. But this time, I guess he really needed it. So he put it on and he, like, I am trying. I am holding Barry's cock in my hand in front of me. Also kind of licking it. Maverick's behind me, ready to put it in me. And I'm trying to relax the best I can. He's trying. And I was like, oh, fuck. He got it in probably like an inch or two. I was like, motherfucker, are you in? Nope. Yep. Nope. Nope. He's not.
Nope, just a tip. Away.
Just a tip. Fuck. Okay. Relax, girl. Relax, girl. Suck Barry's cock. I'm stroking it. I'm trying to do everything to relax my mind, my body, my pussy.
Yeah.
I tried. So he was going in more. Maybe halfway from what I could presume. I don't fucking know.
Right. You can't see.
To the point where I think he's fully in. Mm-hmm. He pauses. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, please finish quick.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a limit. The limit fucking exists for me. It was too thick. It was too big. Ah. But I let him do it. And all I kept saying was, please go so slow, slow, please slow. That's all I kept saying.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention prior to this play, like we had agreed with him that Barry was allowed to take photos or take video. So Barry grabbed his phone to the side because it's exciting. So he's taking a video. Yeah. Now we have a fucking video of me being fucked saying, slow, 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 please go slower, please go slower. Yeah, I got that. We got that in the archives.
It's one for the memory books.
But I tried. I assume he knew it hurt me, or I don't know. But I am pretty fucking obvious when I'm not comfortable. So I assume he realized I wasn't. But like, all I was doing was praying the whole time that he would finish quick.
Yeah.
God, I know this isn't sexy, but this is reality. So he was fucking me. Barry's trying to record it. I'm like, hand job to Barry and mouth fucking his cock like while I'm getting fucked from behind. But like, it got to the point where I was almost so uncomfortable. Like, I was like, Barry, I like kind of pushed him away. I got down on like my chest, but my ass was still in the air.
Okay.
And Maverick was behind me again on all fours, and he was slowly like fucking me. It probably was torture to him, but I was like, No faster. Nope. This is it. This is it, buddy. Eventually, somehow, God bless his soul, he came. But like, he then got out of me, and I was like, Barry, please, please take me. So I like, Barry, fuck me. But it just, I was like hurting at that point. Aww. Like, it felt great to have Barry in me, because I was like, thank fucking God I understand this cock. But just, I don't know. It was tough. And what I'm going to take away from this is that I respect the fact that there are all types of guys and girths and cocks for everybody out there. There is someone for somebody. There is a person for you out there. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my person. Mm-hmm. And that will never be a person I want to play with again in the future. However, I am glad I experienced something like that. Mm-hmm. I recognize maybe questioning that in the future. That's very awkward to bring up ahead of play, but I think perhaps I would just, I don't know, somehow throw out there bringing that up. Like, are you, I don't even know how I would bring it up in the future. I don't know.
I feel like,
how do you do that?
That man, I don't know. Horse, I know this isn't fair.
It's a horse cock.
But I have to assume he's encountered this before. I feel like he must have come across this at some point.
There's no way.
Where a woman had difficulty, like, taking the whole thing.
Yeah.
So fine. Maybe you don't want to throw that out in an online chat. But if you're at a location, you're having dinner, drinks, whatever, like, people are vibing, the chemistry seems like you're clicking, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, you guys made the offer, like, come back to our house or, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I know there's probably no great, super fun, sexy way to do it. But I feel like that's your window to be like, wow, that's great. You know, that's awesome. I'm so flattered. I would love to do that. I just want you to know I have a huge fucking cock. Are you okay with that?
Or maybe, like, I think the responsibility lies on the single male at that point. Like, I have played saying I have played with people in the past who
have
also agreed that I do have a large member. I'm not just trying to come across as an asshole. I'm serious.
Yes, yes.
Like, perhaps we can just do a little bit of soft play to see if you're comfortable first. Maybe that would have been fucking perfect.
Right, that would have been perfect. You're right.
No, we just went for it because I was in. Honestly, I was in everything else about this fella.
I mean, he sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, he was super sexy. But as soon as he's put half his cock in me, it hurt. Ugh. And I hurt the next day. Like, I did. My pussy was fucking sore the next day. Yeah. And I understand that that can be a turn on for a lot of people. Like, even giving him head, like sucking his cock, I struggled with that. And yes, that was a key indicator for me, but what am I going to do? I'm like, yep, that was enough. Thanks, fella.
Bye.
I should be more confident with that, but I'm not. And I'm not really to that point. To
yeah, yeah.
But tip to guys, if you are legit a large girth, please notify other parties ahead of play.
All right, Madison. Everybody's got to be wondering at this point, because I know I am. Like, what are we talking? Like, are we talking the girth of a White Claw?
Oh my God, no.
Like the girth of a beer can?
At least. Like, at least. Oh my God, at least. Like, I'm staring right now at this Miller Lite can that Gary's drinking. At least that thick.
Holy shit.
Seriously, I don't know how it fit in me. I don't know how it fits in anybody, and I almost feel sorry for him.
The human body's amazing.
It is. But, like, length, it was near upon, like, the 10-inch length. Holy, I'm not
that
fucking
is a horse
kidding
cock.
You. I thought he was a horse.
No, what are those things called? A centaur? Like a half man, half horse?
Yes, he was a centaur. And I didn't know how special he was until he was naked. And then I realized how not equipped I was to handle that cock. And I regret that I couldn't. I did my best. I really did.
But
I really feel like if he would look back upon that video that we have or thinking about this, he'd be like, oh God, she was not comfortable. This was not the environment for me. Mm-hmm. And I wish we would have left it at some oral play, like a soft swap session. Mm-hmm. But we didn't. I just apparently went, I think in the moment I felt pressured to let him try.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But I'm also kind of glad I did, because I learned a limit. But yeah, Maverick, I'm sorry. But after that happened, I told Barry, nope, I am never meeting this man again. And Barry's like, but like, you had an otherwise connection. Like, he was really cool for me too. I'm like, that's great, but he's not fucking me ever again. No.
Do you think another position would have worked better? Like, it sounds like you were just doggy.
Well, I don't know what would be better.
Well, I don't know either. But, like, I feel like I can handle...
The cowgirl?
Like, I handle other stuff besides doggy better than I handle doggy. But that's just me.
Maybe.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. If you're talking about a fucking Miller Lite can times two.
Let me put that in your pussy and see what you say.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know.
Be a fun night.
I feel like when I'm doggy, like I relax
that's
pretty
your,
well.
I mean, yeah, I know that's like your jam. That's your position.
So I think if I'm on top of him and I tried, I'm not sure it would have worked.
No, maybe not. I'm just asking.
I probably would have tried, but I'd be squatting and my quads would have hurt so much for like holding myself up because I couldn't go all the way down. It might not have been very fun. So I have a very reminiscent, beautiful video trying to take this large horse cock from a man. Barry and I can look at that whenever we want to get turned on. We're never sharing that with anybody. But
I have never seen this video. She's telling the truth.
So yeah, I guess the simplest takeaway is if you're girthier than a White Claw, let your fucking partners know ahead of time.
Seems fair.
And be okay with a soft swap in case they can't take it. So yeah, we've experienced it all here at Friends with a Twist, and this is just another example of that. So that'll do it for episode 37, folks.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us again for another fun episode. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to connect with us, please do so on Twitter and Instagram at FWAT_podcast or our email friendswithatwist@yahoo.com or our Buy Me a Coffee link.
Feel free to leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you like us, share us with your friends.
Yes, please.
And that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.